Greetings and welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Back to those familiar verses in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so we have learned here that, number one, salvation is secured by faith in the heart, but number two, salvation is evidenced by confession with the mouth. Salvation is secured by faith in the heart. And actually, Paul has been teaching that even prior to these verses. He taught it from the standpoint of the negative in verses 5 through 7, where he said that salvation is not by human works of righteousness. And then in this verse, he tells us what it is by. What it is not by? It is not by human effort. What it is by? It is secured simply by an exercise of faith. And even in verses 8 and following, he puts it in the positive way. Christ is brought near to the human heart when the gospel is faithfully preached, verse 8. But from the standpoint of justification, salvation comes by the exercise of faith. And that is really, I think, the explanation for this seeming dilemma. That on the one hand, salvation is secured by an exercise of faith, but on the other hand, it seems here that it is faith plus confession, both. And what we really must understand is that we're talking in the first instance about justification, and in the second instance about salvation. And salvation is a bigger word, as I keep trying to show you on this broadcast, that salvation is the whole package from beginning to end. Justification is the heart of salvation, and that's why many times we use the word salvation as a synonym for justification, but when we are being very precise, we should not do that. We do, and the Bible does. But nevertheless, if we're going to be very, very precise, very, very, excuse me, careful in how we are understanding and describing things, we need to recognize that justification is one slice of salvation. It is the legal aspect of salvation. It is a judicial declaration by God Almighty that the sinner is now justified before the judgment bar of God. And that, we are told over and over in the Bible, comes upon the exercise of faith. So, if you will, for verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. One believes unto justification. That's what righteousness is. The imputed righteousness of Christ, secured by the exercise of faith and applied when God declares the sinner just. God declares the sinner righteous. So with the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And here we realize that though the exercise of faith secures justification, that's not the totality of the package of salvation. And when the Holy Spirit regenerates a sinner, and when that regenerated sinner exercises faith unto righteousness, that's not the end of it. There's more to follow. And one of the first things to follow is a public confession with the mouth. Salvation is evidenced by confession with the mouth. That's what verse 10 tells us. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Whoso confesseth me before men, him will I confess before the Father, which is in heaven. But whoso denieth me before men, him will I deny before the Father, which is in heaven. Well, I want to tell you something. Anybody that Christ denies in heaven is not saved. Our salvation depends upon our being represented by Christ in heaven. Christ owning us as one of his blood-bought children. Christ representing us to the Father in heaven as one for whom he died. One for whom he shed his blood. And if Christ doesn't own us before the Father in heaven, we are not saved. We are lost. And Jesus put the salvation issue, the saved or lost issue, in terms of confession. Whoso confesseth me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Whoso denieth me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. Now, what is Christ doing? Is he offering or is he detailing a different way of salvation than by faith? No, he's just simply dealing with the same thing that Paul is dealing with here. He's simply saying that those who have truly believed in the heart will always confess with their mouth. And those who don't do so, those who are unwilling to confess Christ publicly, those who, by their unwillingness to confess him publicly, in actuality deny him, because those are the only two possibilities. We always try to shoehorn in a third option. Well, maybe I'm not willing to confess Christ openly, but I haven't actually denied him. I haven't gone out in public and said, I don't believe in Jesus Christ. I denounce Jesus Christ. I deny Jesus Christ. I haven't done that. Well, the only two options are either you confess or you do deny. In other words, failure to confess Christ openly is denial. You can deny Christ, of course, by publicly, openly, verbally denying him, but you can also deny him by your silence, your failure to own him when you ought to own him, your unwillingness to do that, your inability to do that, your cowardice, your lack of strong enough commitment to Christ to be willing to confess him publicly. And Jesus says, those who will not confess me before men, I will not confess before my Father, which is in heaven. That's pretty serious. But, again, what is this? Well, this is Christ simply linking the result of the exercise of faith, the result of a heart that believes unto righteousness. What kind of a heart is that? Well, it's a heart that will confess Christ. A heart that will not confess Christ evidently is a heart that will not truly believe in Christ either. That's the link that Christ is making. So what are we to think of those who have believed but have not confessed, or who say they have believed but have not confessed? Well, several possibilities. Either they haven't confessed him yet, but they will. They are getting ready to. There can be a lag between the genuine exercise of faith in the heart and the confession with the mouth. It doesn't mean that you believe in the heart 1 minute and you are immediately confessing Christ the next. I mean, it may happen that way, and sometimes it does. But this is not saying that that will always happen. There sometimes will be some time, some development. But there's always the concern that if a person has not confessed Christ yet, is not willing to confess Christ yet, that it's because their faith is not genuine. In other words, you cannot be assured that you have saving faith in the heart if you have not and will not confess Christ with the mouth. You may. It may just not have developed yet, that confession with the mouth, but you can have no assurance of it, because one of the evidences, one of the strong evidences, one of the most important evidences of genuine faith in the heart is this confession with the mouth. The confession with the mouth is something that men can detect. Faith in the heart is something that people can't detect. That's invisible to man, visible only to God. But if there is not this evidence of open confession that can be detected by men, then the assumption is that there must not be invisible faith in the heart that can only be detected by God. Now, it may be a developing faith. Think of Nicodemus. In John chapter 3, Jesus dealt with Nicodemus, and from all appearances, he went away an unbeliever. But twice later in the book of John, Nicodemus is seen again. And the first time, he says something in favor of Christ, but it's not completely definitive. We can just see that he has a favorable impression of Christ. He's willing to say something in defense of Christ. It sounds like he may be confessing Christ with his mouth, but it's not clear enough that we can be absolutely certain. But it does seem rather telling that this Pharisee is distancing himself from the other Pharisees who are criticizing Christ, and he's speaking up on Christ's behalf. That's pretty significant in the climate of that day. But then, at the end of John, there's no question about it. When Christ is crucified, Nicodemus is there publicly, openly, asking for the body of Christ. And he, along with Joseph of Arimathea, publicly, openly, bury Christ and identify themselves before all the world with this crucified Savior. At the moment of his greatest weakness and seeming defeat, they are willing to be publicly and openly identified with him. Now, that didn't happen immediately, Nicodemus's willingness to openly confess Christ. So, when did Nicodemus believe in the heart? I don't know, and neither do you. Only God knows. But he did. How do we know? Because he confessed with the mouth. He openly identified himself with Christ. He was willing to be publicly identified with Christ when there was tremendous pressure not to, when there was a great cost attached to that, when it very likely cost him not only many of his friends, but probably even his position as a member of the Sanhedrin. I mean, this was a big deal. You just can't hardly imagine how big a deal it was for Nicodemus to be one of the two men who publicly buried Christ, provided the spices for his burial, and carried out his burial. Nicodemus is openly confessing Christ before men. And that is the evidence of genuine faith in the heart. If he hadn't done that, we would not know whether Nicodemus would be in heaven or not. But because he did that, we know for sure that we will meet him in heaven someday. How about you? Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.